The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for staying up late with us again for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree,
yes,
a Pro Bowler, All Pro from Liberty City, down near the bottom.
Yeah.
Went to Santa Monica Junior College, Oregon State, landed in Cincinnati.
Yes, he did.
Where he became the guy that we know, the guy that we love. Chad Ochocinco, I guess tonight he don't want to be. So he's Chad Ocho.
I'm Ocho. Matter of fact, I don't even have no, it ain't Chad, it ain't Johnson, it's just Ocho. You know, Prince
just
went
Ocho.
By, yeah, Prince went by one name, Ocho. That's
all right.
It. Nothing else.
Okay. My co-host, Ocho.
I like that.
Thank you for joining. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. We want to thank you so far, guys. You've been instrumental and the success that we've had, and you see it in the wars that we've won. And that's all because of you. We try to do the best job that we possibly can, keep giving you great content. You guys give us great feedback by joining us, no matter how late it is, staying up, giving us positive feedback, staying in the chat and conversating with us. So we greatly, greatly appreciate that. Guys, we've been nominated for a Shorty Award, two Shorty Awards, Best Sports Podcast, Best Vertical Video. Please make sure you go out and vote for us. Club Shay Shay has been nominated for three Shorty Awards, YouTube presence, TikTok presence, and YouTube. So please, guys, make sure you go out there and support both shows. It's under one umbrella, Shay Shay Media. But Nightcap been nominated for two Shorty Awards, best sports podcast, best vertical video. Club Shay Shay has been nominated for three awards, YouTube presence, TikTok presence, and YouTube. So thank you again. Thank you for your support. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We have pinned it at the top of the chat. We're only doing pre-orders. We're going to get everything cleaned up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your patience. A lot of you guys have been hitting us, hitting me and jumping in my DMs in the chat. and telling us that you've gotten your order. So thank you so much for being patient. And I'm sorry that it's taken so long, but we're doing the best job we can to make sure you don't have this lull, this lag time moving forward. So thank you again for supporting Shea by LaPortier. Let's get right into it, Ocho.
Ant-Man. That's it.
The Timberwolves sweep the Suns. The last time the Wolves won a playoff game, Ant-Man was 2 years old.
Yeah.
The Suns versus the Wolves this season, 3-0 in the regular season, 0-4 in the playoff. So the Suns beat them all three times they faced in the regular season.
Yeah.
But came playoffs when it absolutely mattered and you had to have it. They were 0-4. And Kevin Durant has been swept twice in his past three playoffs appearance, and both in the first round. Bills that promised that they weren't going to get swept because he had never been swept before in his life. He had 4 buckets, 6 turnovers, and 6 fouls. Mm. You look at the scoring chart, Jaden McDaniels had 18. Karl Anthony Towns had 28. Mike Conley had 10. And Ant-Man was sensational when he absolutely had to be.
Crazy.
In the second half. 40 points on 13 of 23, 7 of 13 from the 3, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. And they move on 122-116. But it wasn't easy. Kevin Durant, a very, very efficient night, 12 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the three-point line, 7 of 9 for the free throw line. He had 33 points. Devin Booker was outstanding, playing 45 minutes. He was 13 of 21 from the field, 3 of 5 from the three-point line, 20 of 21 from the foul line.
Yep.
For a blockbuster, 49 points. Mm. And you see, Ocho, those two guys shot 25 of 38 from the floor.
Right.
They shot 7 of 8 from the, no, 7, yes. 5, excuse me, 5 of 8 from the three-point line, and they shot 27 of 30 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
They score 82 points.
Mm-hmm.
And
between the two.
What, between the two of them.
Yeah, you have to understand. Obviously, it's supposed to be a three-headed muscle over there with the Suns now. You know, Bradley Beal, this is a night where Bradley Beal needed to step up. Where Bradley Beal needed to shoot efficient from the field. Now, obviously, you need to be better than 4 for 13 and 1 for 5 from the line.
Right.
2 assists, 6 turnovers, and you fouled out on top of that, and you caused Ant-Man, you know, the twist his ankle stepping on your foot. Man, you can't play like that, especially with the money that you command that you're making the next three seasons. My question for you is, hell, with the way it ended, we talk about a sweep, you think Frank Vogel come back as a coach next year? Or was it one and done for him? Or do you let him run it back one more time?
With this roster, what do you do? How do you add? Bradley Beal's next year, $50 million. The year after that, $54 million. The year after that, $57 million. So the next 3 years, you're on the hook with Bradley Beal for $161 million. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he has a no trade clause.
Right. Well, unless he agrees to it, right? Normally when they have a no trade, unless he agrees to it, right. Okay.
You got no draft. You got no first round picks until 2030.
For a minute.
You got 1 second round pick this year, and then you have no second round picks from 25 to 30.
Right.
How do you build? How do you add pieces to help Kevin Durant and Devin Booker get over that? The only piece that you got is a Bradley Beal.
Right.
And that's if he waives his no trade clause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another question, Ocho, I pose to you. Does Kevin Durant want to leave? Does Kevin Durant want to go back to OK? Because if you look at it, the only team that have draft capital and potential players that can satisfy the Phoenix Suns is the OKC Thunder. And I think they got like 8, 9, 10 first round picks. I think they got like 12, 13 second round picks.
I mean, would he want to do that? Would he want to bounce again? Obviously, you know, with Warriors, OKC, Warriors, Brooklyn. Now you go to the Suns and now you want to. You know, is it good for him? I'm not sure how basketball fans view or basketball players
he doesn't
view
care.
When it comes to bouncing from team to team. I'm not sure how they're viewed.
How about this? Once you get a divorce, it's easier to get another divorce. He's already left OKC to go to Golden State.
Right.
He's left Golden State to go to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He's left Brooklyn to go to Phoenix. If you've been divorced 4 times, what's number 5, Ocho?
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. But what are the chances? You're leaving team to team, obviously, in search of a championship. OKC being a much, much younger roster, obviously. What are the chances that they can get to the finals? What are the chances? If anything, you might as well stay.
Not the way this roster is currently constructed. But again, what you don't have assets
right
to give up unless somebody want to sign free agent via free agency and take a pay cut. Ain't nobody taking that kind of pay cut. Right. Not with the money the way it is. Ocho, right. The guys can get $63, $65, $68 million.
Right.
I'm not going down to $20 million. I'm not giving. Now, if I'm late in my career, Ocho, I'm in year 15.
Right.
I've already made $400 million, $450, mm-hmm. $500 million.
Right.
Now, I might do a David West where he says, you know what? Yes, I'm going to give up some money. I might give up $20
million. Right.
An opportunity to just play for 2 years or 10 years. But I want the ring. That's what I want. Now, mm-hmm. I've got enough money. But these guys in the beginning, to give up that kind of money, I don't see it happening.
Right.
I don't see it happening.
That's crazy. I don't think he leaves. I mean, if there's a team that has the opportunity to get there, I mean, I would assume it would be that three-headed monster with him, with Booker and Bradley Beal. I mean, obviously playing with Shai and Chet is nice. That's a nice look.
But and Jalen Williams.
Yeah, and Brother Williams, how far are you really going to get outside of just, you know, putting up numbers and stats? But then you might be home in the first round again.
Yeah, I don't look at this roster. I don't see. But you look at, you had wing defenders. You had Mikal Bridges. You had, Cam Johnson was more of a shooter.
Right.
I just don't know. When you look at this roster, I just don't know how you improve it enough in order for they can get to the championship. Because you're going to have to go through the Nuggets. Ant-Man, you see, the problem what you've done with Ant-Man is that you let him taste victory in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got to taste it. It's like, Peter, I know y'all going to get upset, but it's kind of like you're on a farm and you have a dog to get a taste of blood in his mouth. You either get rid of the dog because he can't stay there anymore.
Right,
because
right.
Once he start killing chickens, once he start killing your animals, he won't stop.
Right.
He will not stop. And I'm not telling what somebody told me. I grew up on a farm.
So you telling
me. I know what we did. I ain't going to say what we did, but I know we rid of that problem. And that's what you have to do.
Yes,
you've let Anthony Edwards taste it. You've let him. He believes in his mind now. He's like, this is my league.
Oh, yeah.
This is my league.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it.
Yeah. And he's confident.
You got hell
on
your hand for the next decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a real deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But go ahead.
No, I was coughing.
This is very disappointing for the Suns. Because when they put this team together, my concern was always injuries. Because, you know, Kevin Durant over the last couple of years, he's had some injuries where people roll into his knees.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the sturdiest of foundation. Booker has been dealing with hamstring injuries. We know Bradley Beal has had some injuries over the last couple of years. And so the question that I had, even before they got Bradley Beal, okay, is everybody going to be healthy? And right on cue, Kevin Durant missed an extended period of time. The Book missed some time. This year, Bradley Beal started out. He was out. Book missed a little time. It's just, I just don't see the way this roster is constructed right now.
Right.
I don't know how you improve it to the point. Because you got max dollar guys with Book, you got max dollar guys with Bill, and you got max dollar with Kevin Durant.
KD, yeah.
So when you do that, Ocho, you know when you buy, the question is, do I want to buy seven things at a nice price,
right,
or do I just get three things at high value?
High price, right.
So you remember you go to the mall, go to the store, hey, man, get them donuts that's 2 days old.
Right.
They $2 off. Yeah, you get the fresh ones. Them fresh donuts. Them fresh donuts $2.
Yeah.
And you better get them 2 day old donuts for a little hard. Hey, put them in the oven, warm them up.
Yeah, warm them up a little bit.
That's 75 cents.
Yes,
we saved $1 and a quarter.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what the Suns are gonna have. The Suns got three high ticket items, which leaves now they can only shop in the dollar aisle.
Right. I mean, you might as well keep the band together. You might as well keep the band together, come back next year and try again. You have no choice. I don't think Kevin Durant is willing to jump ship again because they got swept in the first round. I just don't think so. I think he's done it enough. He's at a point in his career where the point of continuing to bounce around, it just makes no sense at this point. This is a team I decided to go to. I got Brad. We got to get it done. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Ocho just had an accident. I don't know. He had something propped up his computer. yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough when you don't have the assets. I think I think the two guys that are untouchable are Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, unless they ask for a trade. But this was something that when it was broached and Kevin Durant, because Brooklyn did him a solid.
Right.
Brooklyn did not have to send him to a team like this, but they did. They've sent him to Phoenix that had Chris Paul, that they had Devin Booker, they had DeAndre Ayton. They did him a real solid when they didn't have to. It goes to show you the level of respect that they have for him. But when I look at it, there are only three pieces that somebody would want. Obviously, they'd want Book. Obviously, they want Kevin Durant. Obviously, they want Bradley Beal. Everybody else are just auxiliary pieces. We could take them or leave them. I don't think anybody is a missing ingredient to a championship caliber team.
Right.
Somebody would, you know, but those three guys, obviously somebody would want. The question is, does Book want to leave? Does he want to be in a situation where he goes to New York and play alongside Jalen Brunson? Oh. Kevin Durant, does he want to go? Man, let me put that out there, man. I don't need to put that out there. I'm sorry.
Hey, now you're talking. I like Kevin Durant going to New York. No?
Oh, I mean, everybody would like Kevin Durant anywhere. I'm sure Golden State would love to take him back, but they don't have pieces.
Right.
They don't have anything.
Okay.
Because if I'm anybody, I'm going to want Kuminga. I'm going to want Moody. I'm going to want. I don't even know they got first round picks. I don't know if Golden State currently have the pieces, have the assets to be able to pry him away from Phoenix. If he wants to go back to, he might say, "Been there, done that. I'm good."
Right.
Hey, in Golden State, not to say, because Shannon, you're saying he might go back to OKC, but I think, to me personally, I think OKC is more realistic than him going back to the Bay.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I'm just looking at it. Obviously, what is KD?
35,
and you know, continue to move at this point in your career. I mean, you already got two chips as it is. You really have nothing else to prove at this point. I mean, you might as well just stick it out. Stick it out.
Yeah, and I don't see him going back there. I mean, him and Draymond. I don't think. Look, I understand that he did Draymond's podcast,
right?
But I don't think, you know, there are certain things that, you know, hey, we're going to be cordial, but
it'll
never be the same.
Playing together, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Very.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Timberwolves get it done, 122-116 over the Phoenix Suns as they sweep the Phoenix Suns and they move on to the second round. The Clippers tied the series 2-2, headed back to L.A.
Hey.
The Beard. I remember, I told you, I said he got to be the Beard.
He got to be the Beard. Hold on. And listen, we talked about Paul George, too. He had to be, playoff who? P. Playoff
right on
P
cue.
Showed up tonight.
James Harden. Hold on. James Harden today. 33 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. An efficient 12 of 17, 4 of 5 from 3. He had 15 points on 6 of 8 shooting in the fourth quarter.
But that boy was efficient. Look at playoff P cutting up tonight.
Playoff P hit the shot and heard around the world because they were down one. He almost lost it out of bounds. He gets the ball, dribble, sidestep, jumps back, 3. Puts them up two, and they never look back. Mm-hmm. And we see Paul George. Paul George played 43 minutes. He was 11 of 19, 7 of 10 from the three-point line. He had 33. James Harden had 33. Zubac had 13. Terrence Mann had 11. Norman Powell came up the bench, chipped in with 11. Russ came in, provided some energy. He gave him 5. Yeah. Mason Plumlee gave him 6. They needed that to overcome Kyrie's 40 points on 14 of 25, 6 of 12 from the 3. 6 of 6 from the free throw line, but it's Luka's inefficiency that's hurting him. 10 of 24, 1 of 9 from 3, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. He was he had a triple-double, 29, 10, and 10. But the Clippers really absolutely needed this game.
Yeah,
they needed the Beard. They needed Paul George to give them virtuosos. Now, we've seen James Harden, the Beard, play like this before. Mm-hmm. But the question was, could he summons it up again? Could he get it together again? Paul George, we hadn't seen Paul George play like this in this series.
Not yet.
Tonight, he was sensational.
Now, imagine if they had Kawhi. I'm not sure what's going on with Kawhi's knees. They've been in his knees a few times already.
Yeah.
The fact that we got to this point in the season, in the playoffs, where he's needed most, you know, to pair him with the Beard and Playoff P, and he can't go. So now the brunt of everything now is on the Beard and Playoff P to be consistent and be efficient from the field, because now Kawhi is out. Now somebody has to make up for that lack of production in that area. So now you need your supporting cast. You need Zubac. Did I say it right? I don't want to put your name.
Zubac.
Terrence Zubac. Mann and the rest of them young fellas, man, to put it together and try to make up the production or the lack of production that Kawhi would have had. It has to come from somewhere, because it puts too much pressure on damn James Harden and Paul George to have to be damn near almost perfect because you're missing an important piece. Hey, I'm curious. I'm sure he didn't want to do that shot for Kawhi. No.
His knees. Remember, he's had knee problems.
Right.
He had to partial tear of the ACL. He's had some cleanup on that thing. And the thing is, it's probably arthritic starting. If it's not, it's probably starting to head towards arthritic.
Ah.
I'm sure at some point in time, it's probably going to get to be where it's bone on bone. You know, you can only go so many times in there.
Right.
Hey, no matter what the car, my grandfather said, boy, there's only so many times you're going to be able to pop the hood.
Right.
Before you're going to have to get rid of it.
Okay, I got you.
The mechanic keep over to that hood.
Right.
Well, let me take a look at it. It's the voltage regulator. It's the spark plug. It's the timing chain.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many times they're going to open that hood up, Ocho, before you know they're going to shut that thing down and say, Mr. Johnson, We've done all we can for this.
Yeah, don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. No, but I mean, when I think about it, as far as advanced as we are when it comes to technology and medicine and treatments and surgeries and all the things that we're able to do at this point in 2024, I would think things would have gotten better by now.
Gotten better. The technology is unbelievable. You see Kevin Durant the way he's playing?
Exactly. But I mean, that's why I'm speaking on Kawhi.
Well, we can't grow cartilage.
Okay.
Until they can grow that and put that in your knee, and now you got new cartilage. We can go into a cadaver, and we can get you an ACL.
Right.
We can get you. They haven't figured out a way to do that.
Yeah, that cartilage is a different ball game.
Yeah, they give you those PRD. You know, they give you all those treatments, those stem cells, and all that.
Right.
But ain't nothing like the original. Mm. God didn't give you no stem cells. He ain't put none of that in there. He put the original parts.
Right.
And Kawhi, it's a very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate because I would have loved to see this young man. He's in his 30s now. Mm-hmm. What he could have been. He's an all 75 player. He's a 2-time finals MVP. Mm-hmm. He's a 2-time defensive player of the year. But think about how good he could have been. If injuries not robbed him.
Yeah.
Because he started out, he was an elite. I'm talking about of the elite defenders.
Yeah.
Then he turned himself into an offensive juggernaut with the mid-range. Mm-hmm. He could get to the basket. He could finish. His three ball was good, but the mid-range is where he operated. He had it all. He had a complete package.
Yeah.
But injuries, you know, it kind of started with Zaza. When Zaza Pachulia stuck his foot up under Kawhi, shot a shot, and he came down on his ankle.
Did that on purpose? You already know to clear the way when someone is landing. You already know that.
They changed the rules. Now that's a flagrant foul.
Okay.
So you shoot free throws and you get the ball back. But I think that had a lot to do. And then we know what transpired. He had the quad tendinosis, and they said he should have played. He said I wasn't ready. My doctor says I'm not ready. That blew up, and then but they needed this game today. Kyrie was sensational. But I think the thing is, what we're having here is that Kyrie had I don't think he had any points in the first quarter,
right?
And then he explodes and goes for 40 in the next three quarters. We see Luka have that the first game. Luka scored 11 in the first and then scored none in the second. They're going to have to balance this thing out the mere fact that they spotted a team 31 and got back. And not only did they get back, they took the lead by one for a brief second.
Right.
And had Paul George not hit the shot of the shots, they had an opportunity to get the rebound and possibly go up three, maybe even four with an and one.
Right.
So they're going to have to put this thing together. Luka's going to have to be a little bit more efficient. Terrence Mann is doing a good job of aggravating him. But I didn't like what I saw from Jason Kidd. You know Luka has five fouls.
Right.
Put Luka on Terrence Mann, and then you let P.J. Washington handle. Because, first of all, Luka doesn't want to pick up that third foul.
No.
Luka is not a great defender. I know y'all going to put these stats up there and say, well, when Luka's the closest defender, guys are shooting this. Guys, we've got 5 years of empirical data. Luka's not a good defender, okay? He's not, and that's okay. I'm not taking a shot at him because I think everybody in the chat knows what I feel about Luka, but he's not. And another thing, we know James Harden is left hand. I'm doing everything I can to keep him from getting to his dominant side, his dominant hand.
Yeah, make him go right.
Guys, they're on his right side. Why are you on his right side? Be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get the way they were defending him. And after he goes, he makes three straight buckets on Luka, they call timeout and then they switch it. Well, it's already too late now.
Yeah.
Nah. The Mavs tied up, come back to LA 2-2. Sensational game by James Harden and Paul George. Excuse me. Jalen Brunson. Woo! He was on one today. 47 points, piles the Knicks to a 3-1 lead over the Sixers. Brunson shot 18 of 34, grabbed four rebounds, making just one turnover in 43 minutes of play.
That's crazy. The funny thing about Jalen Brunson having 47 points is the most playoff points ever by a Knicks player. Well, it stood, the record stood was Bernard King, who had a record of 46, and it stood for 40 years. So Brunson had 47 points a night, and they didn't even have over 100 points in the game.
They had 97. He scored 47 of their 97 points.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, when you think about it, that's crazy. That was damn near a one-man show, a one-man wrecking ball.
He was. Joel Embiid, 1 point, 0 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He was minus 4. He played all 12 minutes. After the game, Joel Embiid spoke about the lack of home court advantage and the significant amount of Knicks fans at Wells Fargo Arena. Let's take a listen to what Joel had to say. But we'll get back to that. We're having a little technical difficulties.
Man, but home field advantage.
Yeah, because the Knicks took over the building. Because, you know, that's a short ride.
Yeah, but that ain't really got nothing to do with the game. Ain't no impact on the game. But when you on that court, I can only attest and speak for myself. When I'm on the field, you already know what I'm talking about. When you're in that zone, when you're in a certain zone and you locked in, what's going on around you don't even matter. You can hear it. You know it's there, but you're focused on what you got to do in between the lines. Obviously, in between the hard. All right, now pause. In between the hardwood on the court. So I'm not sure how. Yeah. I'm not sure how that would even matter. Whether it's Knicks fans, it was no fans at all. It should not.
There's a reason why teams play for home. So why does the Bengals want to win their division? Because you get a what?
The crowd, the noise.
Okay, so it does matter.
Yeah,
you get penalties. You get the opposing team to jump off sides.
Yeah,
you get the opposing team not especially when they got the ball. Now when they have the ball, they false start, and you get to jump. You get to jump off on the snap.
Now let's put that in basketball terms. Does having all the fans and them screaming really affect a game
because
of basketball?
Because you can't hear. You can't hear switches. You can't hear coaches' instructions. They're shouting out instructions. Yeah. I mean, you just don't they're just not in a vacuum.
I understand that. That's just me. Maybe I'm tripping I can care less what's surrounding me.
But here's the thing. You're only one of 11. You got 12. You got 11 guys on the field. You won.
Yeah.
What about the quarterback? You think the quarterback don't want to hear?
Oh, yeah. Listen, we work on that silent count real well now. Real well.
Let's take a listen to what Joel had to say after the game.
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
A lot of times, though, Joe, when you have a playoff game, I sell my ticket. That'll buy my season tickets for next year.
Mm.
That's what you do.
And that's part. You think that's what happened?
Of course.
But hold on. You only down. But they were down 2-1, right? They down 3-1.
What I
got to
do? I want my season tickets for next year. So if I sell my 2 playoff tickets, or I sell my 3-4 playoff tickets, guess what? That'll give me the ability to buy all the whole season next year. Yeah. Do you know what playoff tickets go for?
Yeah, a lot. Okay. I'm sure.
Okay,
a lot. Okay. But I just don't see Philly fans really giving up their tickets. When I think about Philadelphia fans, they don't play. They travel well. They travel well. Have you ever seen the Philadelphia Eagles fans travel to an away game?
Well, explain to me how. Okay, it's a home game. So tell me how there are more Philadelphia fans, seemingly, more Knicks fans. Than 76ers fan.
It depends on where they was there. They was probably all in the nosebleeds. They were just louder than everybody else.
They were close enough to have an impact on the game because Joel Embiid wouldn't have addressed it had it not been an issue, or he felt it was an issue. And that's what happens. We know, hey, when you play the Cowboys, they take over. You play the Steelers, they take over. You play the Packers, they take over.
Right.
You play certain teams, when we were in the 90s, wherever we went, the Broncos, we took over your stadium. Mm-hmm. We travel. We come to Kansas. We come to the Chargers, or we come to the Raiders or Oakland, L.A. Didn't matter. We take over.
Y'all take it over?
Yeah, because we travel like that.
Right.
And some teams just travel like that. And that's a short trip. That's a train ride.
Mm-hmm. How long is that? Philly to New York. That's about what? 2 hours? About an hour and 45?
Well, it all depends on what you try. What you riding on, the Acela, or you riding the regular train?
Oh, okay. This should be, I'm being an Uber.
Nah, you don't want to be in the Uber. You want to take the Acela.
That's a train or something?
Yeah.
Like Amtrak. Well, like in Miami, we call it Brightline. Brightline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Acela. I like it.
But it was good. It was Jalen Brunson was sensational today. And the thing, you knew the first two games, he was very, very inefficient, and mm-hmm. they won those games. The Sixers probably should have won game two. They had a 5-point lead with 30 seconds, and they end up losing that game.
Right.
That's the one. If they lose this series, they're going to kick themselves mm-hmm. because they had every opportunity. And they're going to have to get Joel. It's going to have to play better in the fourth quarter. He had 1.05 field goal shooting. 1 of 2, he was -4. He played all 12 minutes. He's going to have to be better. He was 7 of 19, 1 of 6 from the three-point line. Tyrese Maxey was 8 of 21. Hey, Oubre Jr. gave him 19. Tobias Harris gave him 10. But the bench didn't give him any. The bench gave him 6 points. Campaign mm-hmm. gave him 5, and Nicholas Batum. Batum, and see, you know, the difference is when Batum.
Yeah.
It let them three, when he can give you 10, he can give you 12 points. Because that's the guy, I'm not really, Paul Reed's kind of been of a disappointment. I was expecting him to play a little better than what he's played, but he only played 4 minutes. And that's what you can expect, Ocho, in situations like this. Uh-huh. You got to ride your horses. You're not going to be, your rotation is not going to be as deep
as they
normally are. You normally play 9-10 guys. You might cut that rotation down to 7. And you look at what the Knicks, OG, 47 minutes. Hartenstein, 28 minutes. Jalen Brunson, 44 minutes. Mm-hmm. Josh Hart, 46 minutes. DiVincenzo, 28 minutes. Their big guns are playing major, major minutes because you can ill afford. You don't want a team to go on a 10-12 nothing run.
Run, yeah.
So you're going to have to play your guys a lot. Yeah, guys just got to suck it up. You say, you know what? Hey, I can rest in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Get as much rest as you can in between games. Cold tub, ain't a whole lot of partying going on. Able one guy that could ever do that. Only one guy could drop 50, go to the casinos, right. play golf, smoke cigars, mm-hmm. and that was Mike.
Yeah.
Everybody else sit your ass down, go get off your feet, and get your cold tub, because he's the only one that could do it.
Yeah, and don't forget what Michael Jordan pregame meal was. You know what he used to eat, right, before games, huh? Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley done told you. You want to say it for the chat?
And I don't know what he used to eat.
Yeah, you don't know what he... Chat, y'all please tell Unc what Michael Jordan used to eat before games. The greatest basketball player of all time.
Something healthy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure the chat will let you know.
It's time for our first segment of the day, and it's called a news cap.
News cap.
Before we go with this, it's been reported. Minnesota coach, he got ran into by Mike Conley and those guys.
Yes, sir.
Torn patella tendon.
Okay.
Oh, you knew it immediately. I thought it was an ACL, right. But it's been reported it's a torn patella tendon. Speedy recovery. How soon? I don't know. They'll probably just put a brace on it. I don't think they're having surgery. Because he'd be laid up. So they're going to probably just put a brace on it and say, you got to stay your ass out the way.
Yeah.
But he saw him coming. He tried to get out of the way.
Yeah, he could. He tried. You know, you can't move like you used to now.
Nah.
You could move like you used to. He's going to be
Jerry
all right.
Jerry Jones.
Though. Wait, who?
Jerry Jones.
He back in the headlines again?
He compared his 2024 draft strategy to robbing a bank. The Cowboys selected 8 players in the 2024 NFL draft, but Jerry Jones did not select a running back in this year's class. Jones was asked about teams selecting 3 offensive linemen. His response, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is.
Again, anybody in the chat that's a Dallas Cowboys fan, I want to apologize for you having to deal with someone that continues to overpromise and underdeliver for so many years, and the players get the brunt of the issues from the fans when they're not the problem. Now you see who the problem is, and I'm going to continue to shed light onto it until things change.
Well, we already knew who the problem was, Ojo. I mean, we did. Did we know?
Yeah.
Did we know who the problem was?
Listen, he drafted three linemen. He drafted three offensive linemen, knowing he needed a running back. And I think what he's doing is he's playing chess right now. If you needed a running back, you had Frank Gore Jr. out there who had 1,100 last year. You had Dylan Johnson out there who had also had 1,100 plus last year. But I think he's going to sign
Zeke.
He's going to sign Zeke. Obviously, it's always a waiting period. There's always some type of mysterious mystique he tries to keep going, not wanting to let people know what he's doing. And he's running his show the way he wants to run it. And again, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over your way and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. That's just not the way it works. It's not the way it works. Sometimes you can't get out your own way. But again, if you're a Cowboys fan in the chat, I apologize sincerely that you guys have to deal with that.
Jerry has always shown a love and an affinity for the guys that he drafted.
Yes, sir.
But Jerry's a businessman. You think about the people. He cut Larry Allen, cut Emmitt Smith, cut Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
He's about to cut Troy Aikman, and Troy retired. So that just goes to show you. That just goes to show you that at the end of the day, Jerry's about business.
Yeah.
Now, listen at the names that I mentioned.
Right.
He drafted Emmitt. He was the owner when they drafted Emmitt.
Yeah.
He was the owner. The only one he wasn't owner of is when they drafted Mike.
Right.
Because Mike came in 1988. But Troy, Emmitt, Larry Allen. All first ballot Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers, yeah.
And he released them when he didn't feel they could help him.
Yeah.
That's why I tell the people in Dallas, guys in Dallas, get your money. Because when it comes time, ask Zeke. That's why he got above Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant had $30 million left on that contract, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I tell guys. Your day is coming. Your day of atonement is coming.
Oh, yeah.
So this notion, oh, they love me, they would never. They would.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. I got no better example. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you. Stay with me, Ocho. You see, Tom Brady did something that caused a domino effect.
Right.
Not just in New England, but around the league.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's first contract, he gave him a discount.
Yes, sir.
From that point on, the New England Patriots expected a discount from Tom Brady.
Right.
And not only did they expect a discount from Tom Brady, everybody that wanted to stay in New England, what did you have to do, Ocho? Give him a discount.
You give him a discount. Yeah.
So now, because Tom Brady won, he gave the team a discount.
He said the precedent.
What did teams say? If teams say, well, he won't give us a discount, and fans say, well, he don't want to win.
Yeah.
You see how they'll trick you?
Oh, yeah.
You see how they trick the fans, Ocho?
Yeah, they will. Every time.
If I don't take now think about it. People at home, you go to your job. Your job says, well, you making this. They say, well, I know you make 125, but we want to drop your salary down to 100. Nah, I'm not going to. So you're not a team player? Oh, so you don't want Apple to win?
Right.
You don't want Amazon to win, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
They ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
We want to give Sue Sue in HR. She's amazing. Well, hey, well, you better go to Paul in finance and get some money because old Shannon here. Mm-mm. But that's what happened. Pay attention closely what they do. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady gave New England a discount in his very first contract. That's why you have to be careful, because once you give somebody a discount, they're unwilling to pay full price.
They're going to keep expecting it, too. And then you have to understand, Tom Brady continued to give discounts when he was up as far as contract negotiations are concerned, because he wanted to make sure they were able to build the pieces and to put the pieces around him on offense and defensively to continue to keep them a contender year in and year out. But you have to understand, Tom Brady's situation was a little different. You got to understand who he was going to. Tom Brady was going home to a woman making $44 million a year.
Making more than him. Absolutely.
Making way more than him. So when you're going home to a woman making $44 million a year, okay, me having to take a hometown discount to make sure my team stays intact so that we can continue to win Super Bowls and be in contention year in and year out, it's okay because that's what I got. Look at my at my security. My security blanket is perfect.
Yeah, but guess what? When Tom Brady tried to have influence on the team and tell the team who to draft, what they say? That's not your job. Mm-hmm. So if it's not my job, mm-hmm. if it's not my job to tell you who to draft, why the hell my job to figure out the cap?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, remember at the end, when Tom Brady wanted a deal, what did the Patriots tell him? After all those years that he gave them a discount, when it came, that's Tom Brady, a three-time MVP. Mm-hmm. He had won six Super Bowls. He had taken you to nine.
Yeah.
And when he asked for all what he had done, what did they tell him?
Uh-uh.
Now, Mr. Kraft, want to put all this on Coach Belichick. But at last I checked, Mr. Kraft is the owner.
Yes, sir.
Just like he told Bill to go trade Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Belichick did it, he could have said, Tommy, that's what he calls him, Tommy isn't going anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
So you can't say, well, this was Billy's decision,
right?
Because Coach Belichick doesn't own the team. And when you're dealing with something like this, it starts at the top of the flagpole.
Mm-hmm. It comes down.
Mr. Kraft is at the top of the flagpole.
Right.
Now, Coach Belichick is up under that, but that was his decision. So you can't get mad at something that you did because Tom went to Tampa and he won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Billy told me that Tom was done. But that's why you have to be careful giving discounts.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you start giving discounts, people will only out. And the moment you stop, they'll go somewhere else and pay full price.
Mm-hmm.
They won't put, because you gave them a discount. You gave them a discount.
Yeah.
But if you stop giving them a discount, Ocho, they'll go somewhere else and pay full. I ain't paying that. But you're paying full price over there. Why you won't give me my full price?
He used to give me discounts. Yeah. Yeah.
So I advise guys, look, it's your decision. Whatever you decide, but just know your day of reckoning coming.
Yeah. Oh, you know, now you know the young boys ain't giving nobody no goddamn discount.
They don't
play that. Not today, but they buy their money. They want every last penny.
And they should.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angi too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angi can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angi will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Ocho, we got some sad news. Texas Tank Dell was released from a hospital.
Yeah.
Excuse me. After being shot on Saturday night. Tank Dell, who was the victim of a shooting in Stanford, Florida. Thankfully, Dell only suffered a minor wound and was released from the hospital.
Yeah.
KPRC reported that Dell was an innocent bystander. Yeah. He was not involved in any altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, remember. I shot him.
Bullet ain't got no name on it.
Yeah, he showed. No, I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, but one, where they can carry. You shouldn't be at places like that anyway.
Man, look here. That's what my old man used to always say all the time. Papa used to say, boy, if you got to go somewhere and you got to carry a gun, you don't need to be there.
Oh, no. No, sir. Not at all.
10 were reportedly shot in the incident, and a 16-year-old is under arrest. All victims suffered non-threatening life injuries and mainly to their lower extremities.
Yeah. What age got arrested?
16.
Come on now. You got to be in places where it's the grown folk. You in the NFL now.
Yeah.
With the grown folk. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Yeah, but he say he good. He in good spirits, man. I talked to him, so I'm glad. I'm ready to see him on that field. To see him on that field. So that's all I'm waiting on.
Ocho, look. I raised my hand because I've been a part of it. I wanted to show my hometown, the people that I knew growing up, that I hadn't changed.
Yes, sir.
That I'm still the Shannon Sharp. I'm Sterling and Cheryl's little brother. Mm-hmm. I'm Mary Porter's grandson. And I'm the same guy. And I want to go out there and play cards. They smoking, they drinking, they doing whatever they're doing. They rolling dice, they shooting, they talking crazy, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But I wanted to show them I hadn't changed. I hadn't changed.
Right.
But my circumstances had.
Yeah.
And I needed to move according to the circumstances that I was in now. I couldn't think, I couldn't do what I once could. So I had to step back and I needed them to understand that. And I needed to understand why, even though a lot of times they wouldn't put me in harm's way.
Right.
If you had stuff on them. Nah, Sharp, you go ahead and go. Cause I don't want that. Hey, you represent Glenville.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want anything. Cause if you get stopped, they go, hey, we already know that. If they doing something reckless, hey, Sharp, hey, go on, hey, leave. But like you said, he's an innocent bystander. Two people get to argue.
Yeah.
They pull out them things. What?
Yeah, they ain't got no name.
Look here. There ain't no sharpshooters.
Yeah. Definitely not there.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry. And now my family coming together. Now they letting doves on a Sunday.
Right.
Letting doves, white doves go on a Sunday. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
You have to. Well, you have to. You're not that. You're the same person, but your circumstances are different.
Always.
And you need to move according to your circumstances.
Yeah. I think he'll understand that. I'm sure people will get in his ear now. Those that surround themselves with him, those friends that were there before he made it, I think they understand now as well. You just can't do it. you got to understand, when we were growing up, and I'm acting like I'm just old and I'm ancient. But again, when I was growing up, once I did made it, I always had this phrase that I always said, I left Liberty City without really leaving, because the individuals I grew up with, you know, the standards and the street code or whatever it was, I'm not from the streets, but I'm just saying the individuals that I know that were, they were structure, huh? They were structure. Yeah, sure. It was different. And I can think about me trying to even hang out on a goddamn corner, or even trying to go to a club, when that's not even what I do anyway. So I'm really not out like that anyway. But just, man, them dudes run me up, man. If you don't get, you don't get from around here, man. This ain't no. You ain't even built like that, for one.
I'd come home and go buy 3-4 pieces. I go get a couple of cases of beer, stand on the corner, and then they're like, hey, you know, what happens if somebody ride by? They ain't like, man, that's sharp. We can't do that. If I got beat with an enemy, I'm wetting the whole corner up.
They don't matter who's sitting there. Who's sitting out there.
They never put you
in harm's way, though. They never put you in harm's way.
And so, but we got to be more careful not put ourselves in harm's way.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I have cookouts. Hey, Ocho. Like 3-4 years, and my last one, I retired. Everybody come. All I ask is, look here, no loud talking. Come, my grandma's in the window. they respected that. She went outside. She was in the window. She just looking, and she bobbing her head. She having a great time. I say, bro, y'all can drink as much as you want. I say, what's there to argue about? Wasn't gonna be no gambling. So what is there to argue about? You get all the steak, you get crab legs, you get prawns, you get jumbo prawns. You know, I got 100 pounds of crab legs. I got 100 pounds of prawns. I got 150 T-bones. I got hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it.
Right.
Name a liquor that was there. Vodka, I'm talking about all kinds. Henderson, Belvedere, and Grey Goose, and Chopin. Yeah, I'm talking about top of the line stuff, crowd, all the different flavors. I laid it out for them. All I ask is that you... First of all, we're in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
At that point in time, we like the only blacks in there. So that's not right. Been great. My grandma and sister been living here for a long time.
Right.
That's not effing up for them, okay? Great respect.
Yeah.
Great respect. But that's the kind of respect that we've kind of built up in the community. My sister had both her hips repaired. My sister can call any restaurant. Okay, Libby, we'll bring it to you.
Right.
Would you like lemonade? Would you like sweet tea to go with that? Oh, no problem. She called her friends. Libby, okay, as soon as I get off work, I'll bring it to you. When you carry yourself, Tank, you was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Got lucky.
Yeah.
Got lucky. Probably a flesh wound in the lower extremities. Take that as a sign. Move differently, bro. You got to. You different. You different.
Yeah.
Ocho, we have one of the most insane high school track videos. 16-year-old Quincy Wilson. Yeah. He's a monster. Runs a 47-30. He's 40, 16 years old. He ran a 44-37 split to get back in this thing. Had they not dropped the baton, he'd have got him. He'd have sucked him up. If he was within 10, he'd have got it.
Well, I'm looking at it now.
From the bullet school in Maryland.
Hey, that's Drake relays, huh?
Yeah, that's Drake. See my why? That's him right there. Look at him running with his head back. Look at him coming, Ocho. He coming. Had they not dropped that, had they not got run over falling down,
right,
he'd have sucked him up.
Coming to get
look
him,
at him coming, Ocho. Look at him coming.
Hey, boy, he's strong, what?
Yeah. Look at this, Ocho. Look at this, Ocho. That young boy, 44 at 16. Come get him, son. Hey, get him.
You show he's 16? How you that strong at 16 already? That's grown man strength running like that.
44-37 split.
Woo! But that's moving, huh?
Hell yeah, it is. Man, we prayed for the days of 40, 49. Hell. Bruh, I mean, guys weren't running that kind of time
nah.
back when I was in school. You bet. I was Antonio McKay.
44 split. That's crazy.
Antonio McKay, a lot of people that if you're in the track and field, you know who Antonio McKay is. Uh-huh. He had the record. I think he ran 46 flat.
Mm-hmm.
But this was back in probably 82.
Yeah.
And you thought it was fast as hell.
Huh?
Oh, he'll book it.
Yeah.
Roger Kingdom was at their Georgia Olympics. Roger Kingdom could have been a decathlete because mm-hmm. he won the high jump. He won the he was like 6'11" high jump. He won the hurdles.
He won the gold medal
in 84 and 88. We had some monsters come out to Georgia. We call them Georgia Olympics, the state meet.
Right.
Reek ran 20.9 in the 200.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Reek could go now.
Oh yeah.
Reek could go.
But, oh, that young dude right there.
I wonder if he played football.
He really thin, Ocho.
I mean,
at 60, first of all, most 400-meter runners.
Right.
Michael Johnson probably weighed 165, 170. I think Noah Lyles is about 160.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 16. He probably 145.
Oh, yeah. He little.
Can you
imagine, though, at his age? Playing football and running like that, because ain't nothing out there gonna be able to touch you. Nothing out there gonna be able to catch you.
But once they hit you, Ronaldo Nehemiah. All you gotta do is look at Ronaldo Nehemiah.
He had the world
record in the 100-meter hurdles.
Yeah,
he ran the shallow cross,
mm-hmm.
and it was a zone. But you know when you look at the quarterback,
yep,
he's telling me that is man.
You better sit it down.
He looked at the quarterback.
Yeah,
it was a zone
and kept moving.
And boom, boom. And he went right back to track and field.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, Joe, check this video out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of a woman getting upset when her baby daddy didn't buy food for all the kids. Let's take a listen to the sound.
Uh-oh.
I told you stop bringing her some food if you're not going to bring the rest of my kids some food.
Bro, I only have one child with you, bro.
I know, ooh. But still, I told you that's not fair for her siblings, for her to have food, and they don't got nothing. That's not right.
I mean, that's not really my problem, though, bro. Like, I make sure my daughter is fed, bro. That's it.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but still, you can't think about my other kids. They don't have to be your kids for you to get them a little snack or something. You can bring her food.
That's not my problem, bro. Like, I'm sorry about your other kids, but I only got like, one daughter, bro. And I gotta make sure she's fed.
So I told you that's not fair for her siblings, for her to have food, and they don't got nothing. That's not right.
I mean, that's not really my problem, though, bro. Like, I make sure my daughter is fed, bro.
Hey, that's a tough one, too, now. I thought they not even together, though.
No.
They not even together, so...
No.
Really... Like
he don't have no response. That would have been a nice gesture.
I was just getting ready to say that. It would have been a nice gesture. It would have been a nice gesture, but they're not even together, and that's not his responsibility. You know, it'd have been cool to do it, but you know, he's not obligated. Now
obligated.
If y'all together and she has
oh yeah, we feeding everybody. Everybody eat. But
in that situation, like that's not don't put the other father's responsibility on him. That ain't right. Now, if he want to do it out the kindness of his heart, then it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
See, I could. This is a good conversation because I ain't dating you unless you got kids. You got mm-hmm. to have one, maybe two. You know, because for one, everybody eats for one. But I just like women that have kids. And somebody asked me on Instagram why they got to have kids because women with kids have structure. They have discipline because they have kids. You know, mm-hmm. and you know, women that don't have kids, they never have snacks in the pantry. I like to get up 3-4 in the morning and get a Capri Sun and steal some of the kids' snacks. And women that don't have kids don't never have no food, unk. And you know what they always want to do?
Go out and eat.
But no kids always want to go out to eat and give looks like it's a goddamn fashion show. This ain't no motherfucking fashion show. I'm hungry. 3 in the morning, Capri Sun. Do you know what Capri Sun tastes like at 3 in the morning after a session?
Nah, hopefully I'm asleep at 3 a.m.
Now, you ain't hear me.
Let
me ask you something. I ain't trying to be funny. Please tell me you've had a honey bun in the microwave, warm it up for 12 seconds, nice and hot with a Capri Sun.
Nah,
a zebra cake.
All I love them zebra cakes. Yeah, I have zebra cakes. I don't like to eat after one of them sessions. I just want something cool. Cause my heart beating real fast.
Yeah, okay, okay. I understand. Well, for me, I purposely, first time, and I can tell you a story because we chat, we family. I can tell you, I was dating a woman. She was about, I was probably 27 at the time. And she, you know, she had kids. You know, she was about 53. She was 53. I was 27, 20. Yeah, she was about 53. No, I stayed the night and, you know, whatever. And it was time to go. She woke me up 3 a.m. and say, baby, you got to go. You know, you can't stay here. I say, what you mean? I say, you came here and you did your business and what you need to do. Now, I'm going to give you a snack and a Capri Sun, but you got to go. I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
I did the walk of shame with food. At least she kicked me out with food. Now, I felt bad, but at least she sent me home with something to eat and something on my stomach. Now, a single woman, no food, no nothing. I'm just talking about my experiences. They want to go eat.
That's happened.
They want to put that shit on. Yeah, what?
That's a bad feeling, Ocho.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've all done it like, you know, late at night, you know. You want me to stay or you want me to go?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, I'm going to get up early in the morning. Won't you go home?
It'd be real tough.
You know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Drive real slow, baby. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Joe. No, don't do that. Hold on.
You know, it's really bad, though. It's like when you finish and you really don't want no company.
Yeah.
And the first thing you say is, what you finna do?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, don't you? You like, yeah. And so I got hit with that, Ocho. So, you know, I'm like, okay.
Whoa. They hit you with that?
Yeah, Ocho. So I'm about to parlay. I'm about to interlace the fingers. Yeah. Lay my hair. I'm about to watch a little TV.
Right.
She asked me what I was doing.
You tried to get comfortable.
I said, I'm watching TV.
Right.
She said, I told you. Huh? Uh-oh. So at that point in time, I'm like, because, you know, sometimes people just, I thought she was joking.
Playing around, right.
Yeah, she said, no. I said, you don't want me to? She said, no, I don't.
She had to be older. I guarantee she was older.
Man. I was driving. Right. I said, man, I think she might have had somebody. Mm. She wanted me to get on out there before he come over.
Ah.
That had to be it.
Nah, I doubt it. That's why I just asked you, was she older? Older women don't.
No, she was younger.
Oh, yeah. She
had somebody. Yeah, she had somebody.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, because my grandpa used to say, boy, hey, look here. Everybody got somebody. It's just to what extent.
Yeah.
But and she hit me with that. So I felt some type of way because I had been on the other side of that.
Yeah.
You know, when they, you know.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. Now, something my grandma always told me. Women are taken. Women are married. Women have boyfriends. Listen, everybody's single depending on who asking. All right? Chat, stay with me now. You know, you got some women to be like, oh, no, that ain't true. Everybody is single depending on who the individual is that's asking. But that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Learn to manage your expectations so when it happened to you, you're all right. You're going to be all right in the head. You ain't going to have that pain in your chest.
Have a disagreement. Have a disagreement on Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She might not be single for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. The signs are right there. The signs are always there. And when you see it, just act accordingly.
Yeah. I can't now. I can't, like I said, it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
You won't find one woman in 30 years to say, well, yeah, he spent the night at my place.
Oh, you don't spend the night? Not no more?
I wish I might. Oh, no, I could never.
I'm stealing that. I wish I might. I like that.
Ocho, you done told me. I got 9 lives and I done used up 7.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I told you the story. I had sleep paralysis and the dude kicked the dough in. How am I? How you think I'm gonna sleep in somebody else's crib like that?
Yeah, yeah. You right. You right.
Oh no.
You right.
I'm good. You got me. I say, I pray to God. I say, God, if you get me out of this one,
You ain't gonna have no problem about me no more, huh?
Man, Ocho, and he up there explaining something. You know, I never forget it, Ocho. So I'm, you know, I had my shirt and shorts on. I'm putting my shoes on. He was like, and they arguing, they get to tussling.
Right.
He's like, he gonna say,
hey, did you intervene? No.
Ocho, you know what happened? He's like, Sharp, I ain't got no problem with you.
Okay, you good.
He said, I'm tired of this B lying. I'm saying to myself, I'm tired of her lying too. She lied to both of us. I hit that door. Man, look. Oh, yo, I swear to God. I hit that door.
Hey, you got to be careful. Dude, there's certain dudes don't know how to react without crashing out to incidents like that. Love make you do crazy things. Love will make you do crazy things, man.
It will. That's why you won't find a woman in all my years of dating,
yes, sir,
that can ever tell you I had a key to her place or I came up unannounced.
Oh, you ain't never pop up?
Hell no.
Yeah, shoot.
No, sir. Never. I could never do that. You won't find one woman say, yeah, he had a key to my place.
Yeah.
Oh, he popped up unannounced. I don't do that. No, man. And you're right, Ocho. Look here. This is what I know in all my years of dating.
Yes, sir.
A man might not want the woman that he's with, but let another dude show interest in her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He don't want her until somebody else wants her.
Yeah.
And then he'll clown. Then he'll... Bro.
Act a fool, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. It happens. I mean, it happens lots of times until at times, sometimes, you know, dudes get to a point where they don't even care no more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dudes, oh, yeah, that could happen, yeah.
Listen, dudes get to a point where they don't even care no more, man. All right. Whatever.
Sometimes it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because like I told you, when that dude walked in us with that chopper, I wasn't who I was.
Oh, yeah. It's a different scenario.
Yeah.
Different scenario.
Yeah. And, you know, he was like, now, if he had walked in and, you know, he saw a boy trampolining the girl.
Oh,
that,
no.
Now, all of a sudden,
and that triggered something.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother ball.
You know, I think I way up in there. I said trampoline. I'm like the Olympic trampoline. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? How they hit that thing and they do my cellmate flips.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw him came in like that there.
Yeah.
There'd have been no nightcap with Uncle Ocho. there'd have been no nightcap. I know that. He know that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that, nah. It's, but I did see. Hey, what you call him? I saw a video one time where the dude brought his daughter some food.
Yes, sir.
And his baby mama ended up throwing the food out. Throw the soda out, throw the burger.
Everything, fries, yeah. I remember that. I saw that one on Twitter, yeah. Too.
Nah, I couldn't, like I said, man, I'm scared. I ain't finna tussle with nobody, you know what I'm saying, Ocho?
Yeah.
I lift a little weight just so people look at me like, damn.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna grab, huh? You know, just let me go on about my business. I just wanna pass through the city.
Right.
That's all I wanna do. I ain't trying to tussle with nobody because I ain't got it in me no more. I ain't got it in me no more, Ocho. I just wanna move on about my business.
Oh, what did Gil say?
You took it off.
Now that's crazy.
Gil come in and say, hit me when you get home, knowing I'm gonna be asleep. make sure you stop at all the stop signs.
Hold on. I'm so glad Gil said something. Boy, did you see what Gil did a long time ago with the wedding ring?
Yeah.
And purposely act like they was cool just so he could swap it out. Gil, boy, you're a goat, boy. I didn't know about that story. I retweeted it earlier today, but that was a legendary move right there, boy. That was legendary.
Man, Gil out here, by Gil.
Hey.
Man, you know, man, Ocho, have you ever looked back on your life and thought about, like, man, this could have ended bad, this could have ended bad, that could have ended bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't have as many as you, huh? not like nowhere near you. Unc, you had 9 lives. You know, I made a mistake and got right away. Okay, that right there, never again. It ain't happening. And so then I couldn't have people around me that can actually trigger anything like that to even happen again. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
But Ocho, you don't know. I mean, some of the best looking ones. Some of the ones you're like, oh, she would never put me in harm's way.
Oh, yes, she would. I told you before, you gotta see people in all their seasons. You gotta see them in all their seasons first. You gotta see them when they broke. You gotta see them when they happy. And you gotta, most importantly, you gotta see them when they mad. Then when you see them when they mad, that tell you who they really are and what they really feel and how they think about you.
Well.
The tongue is a powerful vessel, man.
Yeah.
And they will tell on themselves when they are angry. Now, when you say certain things when you're angry, I keep it right there in my database.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know how you really feel. So I know everything, how you carry yourself when you're happy. I know that's really phony. Again, because of the opportunity and the convenience that presented itself or that you're afforded in general. But I know how you feel. So I just move accordingly. Okay, bet. Just take a little mental note. That's all.
Boy, my granny used to say all the time, she said, boy, the mouth is the nastiest thing in the world because it'll say or do anything.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
I did, Ocho, I did. And like I said, I know I had a praying grandma. I know prayers that I didn't know she was praying or that I know God even heard.
Right.
Had to. Ain't no way. Hold on, Chad. Think about what I'm telling you. Think about what I'm not telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna leave it at that. Cause I done been in some ish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ocho.
Yeah, I know. I didn't...
Ocho, what you think the term? What you think? I was hell when I was well.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was hell.
Yeah.
Three times over.
Hey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.